At the Pike Lake unit of the Kettle Moraine State Forest near Hartford, there are ponds that at least at this time of year have lots of water in them. Wildlife scientists say in that water there are enough salamander eggs that removing some won't harm the ecosystem. On this day, as frogs croak nearby, five researchers put on waders and head into one of the ponds. During 10 or 15 minutes of looking at submerged grasses or tree branches, one person locates just a small sack of tiger salamander eggs. But then Emily Biaggi reports a larger find.
Yeah, there's probably a good 20.
What do they feel like?
Oh, slime. A slime ball.
But this is one slime ball that's good to have, as the jelly-like sack and about 10 other egg masses containing a total of maybe 300 eggs are eventually collected and put into a bucket half filled with water. Jason Nichols says the bucket is headed to the restored site where he works, the Mequon Nature Preserve. Nichols says wetlands draining, farmland development, parking lots, and home building in the Milwaukee suburb decades or just a few years ago killed many salamanders, and it's been hard to get them back.
In our area, because we're surrounded by farm field and by urban setting, it's very difficult, if at all possible, for some of the, especially amphibian species, to be able to relocate themselves to a habitat that's very suitable for them.
Scientist Gary Casper of the UW-Milwaukee says these salamanders are not a threatened or endangered species in Wisconsin, but he says distributing them to places like Mequon makes sense biologically.
Yeah, the more populations you have, the more stable the species is, because each population is subject to its own local impacts.
Lisa McCabe of the DNR says spreading healthy populations of salamanders may also reduce local risks from chemicals.
You know, amphibians in general are just much more susceptible to toxins in the environment because of that permeable membrane of their skin, and therefore are going to be much more sensitive to chemicals in the environment.
The Natural Resources Foundation is providing some of the money for the salamander relocation. Spokesperson Lindsay Rennick-Mayer calls it a potentially good investment.
If they're able to bring back populations of salamanders where they should be in our state, that's pretty amazing for such a small amount of money.
With that, the bucket of salamander eggs is loaded into a pickup truck for the 25-mile drive to the Mequon Nature Preserve. Once there, Emily Biaggi carries the bucket into a pond in a small woods and slowly pours the eggs into a submerged protective wire screen. The preserve's Jason Nichols says only about 10% of all the eggs brought in will make it to become full-sized salamanders. But he says that's pretty good.
With amphibians, because they don't have much in the way of defenses for being in the water, the game is to just get as many eggs in as possible.
Nichols says the preserve also this spring brought in eggs of blue-spotted salamanders from a nature center in Bayside. He says the hope remains to create a strong breeding population at Mequon. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.